This is Dreamwalker 1960. As a reminder, you can read the transcripts of all my podcasts at dreamwalker1960.com. You can use most podcast platforms if you wish to listen. All you need to do is do a search for Dreamwalker 1960. The other day, someone said that due to not teaching that they are sure they are going to heaven, they left a certain religion. I have to say this. Any who say they are 100% sure they are going to heaven have just called Jesus Christ himself a liar. For when someone says they are certain they are going to heaven, they are saying they have no sin within them. This is what the Bible says about those that say they have no sin within them. 1 John 1:8 through 10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Therefore, any who say they are certain they are going to heaven do not know the truth of the word of God, and it is not in them. Since it is not in them, are they even really saved? That is something they need to debate with themselves. This type of belief comes from those that believe in faith alone is all you need. However, it is made clear within the Bible that faith alone means eternal death. James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Therefore, those that seek after faith alone seek after eternal death. This is why the letters of the New Testament time and again offer warnings. Warnings not to live in sin. These letters were aimed at people that accepted and were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. They were saved, yet they were and are warned over and over. This means no one can say they know for sure they are going to heaven. This is why we are to fear God. Yet those that seek faith alone celebrate God in ways they actually insult their Creator. Psalm 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 14:27. The fear of the Lord is a foundation of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. When people say they are sure they are going to heaven, they have no fear of God. Therefore, they show they despise the wisdom found within the Word of God and wish to be snared within the trap of eternal death and damnation. The moment someone laughs at what has just been said here, bring the reality to Proverbs 1:7. It also brings to reality these verses from the letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murderers, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I have told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By laughing, they show hatred and causing contention. If they become or became angry, they are showing an outburst of wrath, and so are causing dissension. By insisting they are right over the word of God, they are announcing to all they are heretics. All this means they are working from the flesh and not from the spirit. As a result, the question can be asked, are they saved? This is why Peter was led to write these words, 2 Peter 2, 20-22. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. People have become saved and then lose their salvation. Jesus Christ made this very clear in John 15, verses 1 through 6. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. As has been shown when doing a deep dive study of these verses, none can be on the vine unless they are saved. Abiding in Christ means a life of works through faith. Those that do not perform works and live by faith alone show they do not bear fruit. As a result, they are removed from the vine, aka they lose their salvation and are cast into the lake of fire. This is verified by one of Jesus Christ's parables, Matthew 25:14-30. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who calls his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 10 talents, to another two, and to another one, to each according to his ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 talents gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 talent and dug it in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of his servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid my talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But the Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reaped where I have not sown, and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The unprofitable servant equals not bearing fruit. In both cases, the one that was saved is no longer and is cast into damnation. The Bible makes it very clear that the false teaching of once saved, always saved is a lie, and those that follow it are not following Christ, but the father of lies. Therefore, the faith alone belief is asking for a removal from the body of Christ. The mere fact that they stay within and of the world is proof that they do not follow God. James 4:4, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Jesus Christ said this about being materialistic. Matthew 6:19-21, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Therefore, the fact that they seek after large houses and fancy cars and clothes shows they are not enemies of the world, but of God, and in turn His Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, they are surrendering their eternal life for eternal death. This is why these words are given to those that have earthly wealth. 1 Timothy 6:17-19. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, rich in good works. Which brings us back to the second chapter of James, James 2:26. For the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. For we will be judged not by how much faith we have, but by our faith through works. This is spelled out in Romans 2. Romans 2:1-11. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same thing. But we know that the judgment of God is according to the truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads to repentance, but in accordance with your hardness and your impatient heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each according to his deeds, aka works, eternal life to those who by patient countenance in doing good seek for glory honor, and immortality, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, for the Jew first and also for the Greek, but for glory and honor and peace to each one who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for there is no partiality with God. Just for the record, those that believe they are definitely going to heaven are saying that God shows partiality, which again makes the word of God a lie. So which is it? The Bible is telling the truth, or what you believe is telling the truth? Any who calls the word of God a lie calls Jesus a liar, which brings us full circle back to the verse of 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Therefore, is Jesus Christ a liar? Then repent and start living a life with works through faith by following the laws which were not removed by Christ going to the cross. God bless. Build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And to remember. And I don't wanna leave.
don't want to leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus.